Dun da da da! Welcome to Perfect Dismay with Mariah and Kay. Mariah's gone, and I'm Kay. But here we have Travis. Travis, say hi.
Hello.
Okay, so today we're talking about weird, creepy, spooky games that you should probably never play.
Or play, because life's pretty boring.
I mean, I guess if you don't want your life anymore. Three different games we're going to talk about. It's the elevator game, which most people probably know about because Elisa Lam and her death, and it's famous. And then there's the midnight game. And then there's the game of 100 ghost stories. So those are the three we're going to talk about.
Sounds pretty interesting.
Okay, so the elevator game is said to have originated in Korea, but I don't think so. So it was supposed to have come about around 2008. However, it was possibly started in Japan because sometime in 2006, Japan had a lot of elevator incidences or accidents where people just got hurt and or killed because the elevator decided to ascend on its own. So
just keep adding air quotes to every part of this that sounds like accidents.
So there was an accident in 2006 where a 16-year-old girl, I say girl, I don't know why, because I have no idea. It was a 16-year-old high school student. We're going to say it's a girl. She died because she tried to get off the elevator and it started to ascend. And so good job, Japan, 2006. Apparently there was a lot around that time too. And then 2 years later, in comes the elevator game where it just ascends on its own at some part of this. I think it originated in Japan, and then in Korea is actually when the first return instructions came about, so I don't know. So I'm going to read the instructions for the elevator game. You've heard of it before.
I have, yeah.
Okay. Elevator game instructions. So you have to find a building that has at least 10 stories. So you have to enter the elevator from the first floor by yourself. If anybody else gets on, your game is just null and void. You have to start over. So I always imagine people playing this in just like a warehouse or like a place that's not inhabited at night.
Just a business after hours.
Yeah. Okay, then you press the button for the fourth floor. And then you do not get out of the elevator at the fourth floor. You have to stay in the elevator and then press the button for the second floor. You don't get out at the second floor. Stay in the elevator and then press the button for the sixth floor. I feel like there's a math nerd who's just coming up with this. Okay, then don't get out at the sixth floor. Stay in the elevator and then press the button for the second floor. Don't get out at the second floor. Stay on the elevator. Press the button for the 10th floor. So at this point, some people have reported hearing a voice calling out to them. Don't reply. Don't answer.
So when the security guard tries to figure out why you keep hitting buttons on an elevator and not getting out, just ignore him.
Yeah, basically. Okay. Then when you get out, or then when you get to the 10th floor, do not get out. So stay in the fucking elevator.
Seems pretty easy.
Press the button for the fifth floor. So at this point, a lot of people say that a woman enters the elevator on the fifth floor. So like if, for skeptics, you know, the lady who's getting off work late is getting in the elevator.
Waited 10 minutes for it to finally get to her because you keep hitting the button.
Yeah. So it says that she could appear as a stranger who wants to engage with you. You know, like normal people in an elevator who go, "Hi, how you doing? Yeah, I just got off work." Or she may appear as someone you know. It says, more importantly, she may appear as someone you know. So like Samantha, who just got off work and you're in her building. I obviously don't believe this game. It is very important that you do not acknowledge her in any word or glance. Do not look at her. It says to look at the floor or the buttons. If you look at her, you're fucked. Okay. Press the button for the first floor at this point. Instead of going to the first floor, it should ascend to the 10th floor. And that means that you've done this game correctly. If you instead go to the first floor, it means that something has gone wrong. Get off at the first floor immediately and leave. And don't acknowledge the lady on the elevator. Because you fucked up. Go. This is your chance. Run!
I mean, or hit another button and see what happens.
You're fucked. Because this is supposed to be an elevator to another world, so, like, you're stuck. If you reach the 10th floor, you can either stay on the elevator or get off of the elevator at this point. So, some people say that when you try to leave the elevator, the woman will try to engage with you again. Or she'll raise her voice. Or she'll ask you what's wrong. Or she'll just shriek at you as you're crossing the threshold. It says don't look at her or engage with her. So just don't talk to strangers, guys. We're your friends. We're your family. We don't need it. So, and then it also says that there's only one way to know whether you've traveled to the other world for sure. And you'll know because you'll be the only person there.
You know, a night at a building where no one gets on the elevator.
Yeah. But what do I know? I'm just reading the instructions. Okay. Return instructions. Thank you, Korea. If you... Oh, yeah, babe? She's just calling bullshit over here. Okay, so traveling back to your home. So it says, if you do not exit the 10th floor, press the button for the first floor and keep pressing it until the elevator begins to move. Apparently, it doesn't want to move. Once you've reached the first floor, exit immediately. Do not get on any other floors but the first. Don't acknowledge the woman if she's still on the elevator, which no normal woman would be. And if anyone else gets on, don't speak to them either. Just be quiet. If you do get off at the elevator at the 10th floor, the elevator that you use to get there is the only way you can return. So basically, find a building with only 10 floors and only one elevator. And then you won't get confused. And then you have to press the buttons in the same order you did in steps 2 through 8. So, 4th floor, 2nd floor, 6th floor, 2nd floor, 10th floor, 5th floor, 1st floor.
That's where I screwed up.
People write it down when they play this game.
Now you gotta play in the hardcore mode. You just remember.
Hardcore, do not want my life. Okay, and then... once you reach the 5th floor, press the button for the 1st floor. Don't be surprised when you instead go back to the 10th floor. Don't panic! Bitch, panic. Press any button at any of the lower floors to stop ascending. You have to stop it from ascending, though. Otherwise, you're dead. Just kidding. You're stuck in another world, whatever that means. Once you've canceled the ascension... and reach the first floor, make sure that everything seems normal to you. Does that even work, though? Because if it goes up to the 10th floor, but you just cancel it, you're going to have to pick, like, a different floor to go to before 10. And then it's going to stop there. And then if you hit 1 after that, it's not going to go down to 1. It's going to keep going to 10, right?
I mean, a normal elevator, yeah, because it's an order button press once it's moving.
Yeah, so, like, this wouldn't even work. Even if you play this game, you're doomed. Quote, doomed.
I'm assuming that once the elevator starts playing the game, it doesn't obey the normal elevator rules. That's what they're getting at.
Yeah, that's what they're getting at. But any normal elevator is going to still go to 10, so then anybody who thinks that the elevator is going by its own rules is just going to go to 10.
They're in a different world.
They're just going to go to 10. Okay, so once you cancel the ascension, you make it to the first floor. Make sure that everything seems normal to you, which if... Whatever. Just make sure it's normal. If anything sounds strange or is strange, or if you smell something that you shouldn't smell, then repeat steps 2 to 8 to get back to 1 and do it again. So even if this elevator has created its own rules, like, it's just going to make you go 2 to 8 again over and over again until you just get sick of it. You're like, fuck it. I'm in the other world. At least me, anyway. I just quit. I'm not doing that.
Just go to the 4th floor and leave.
So once you're satisfied that everything is your world, then you can exit the elevator. So, additional traveling information. The other world has been described as dark, but otherwise exactly the same as your home. You'll know that it's the other world because there will be no one else there. And some people say that there might be a distant red cross through the windows in the distance. He's not even buying it.
What kills me is this red cross. they talk about it in this game, and I know it's probably like a monolith style giant red cross. Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Picture.
I don't. I picture like a just a big old neon light. It's kind of flickering on some building across the street.
I can't help but picture Alice in Borderlands shit for this.
It's fair.
It says, you may become disoriented if you exit on the 10th floor. You might feel dizzy. Keep your wits about you. If you pass out, you might wake up at home, but understand it's not your home. You might still be in Otherworld. And if you get the wrong elevator on your return, do not enter the return sequence. It will not work. Which, if you get in the wrong elevator, I feel like it's because you're disoriented.
And well, you're not going to know
until you...
It's what a lot of people said, though, is that when you walk away from the elevator that you start this game on in the other world, it becomes disorienting. Moving around the world's not the same.
In which case, if you're talking about going back to the first floor and checking... Scratch your post, boo. If you're talking about going back to the first floor and checking to see if everything is like your world, you're already disoriented. How do you know? And then it also says, regarding the woman, do not speak to her, do not look at her, do not check to see if she is still there. She is. So that was from a post on Thought Catalog.
My question is, then how do you get back on the elevator? Do you have to, like, look at the ground and walk into it when you're done?
I guess, but at that point, like, you have to pretend like she's not there. But if you're looking at the ground and you're, like, trembling because this woman is scary, she's gonna know that you know that she's there.
Just shoulder check her.
Anyway, that's the elevator game.
Yeah, that one's always bothered me because they don't put a lot of thought into the other world or put descriptions of it or anything. It's just this, like, oh, you get out, there's a cross.
Yeah. I mean, it came about in, like, 2008, so at that time it was probably pretty scary. And this whole, like, creepypasta stuff wasn't really around back then, right?
It was around.
Well, I don't know. Whatever.
He's just all about being in this.
Baby, we're doing a podcast. What you want? He's across the room right now, guys. Okay, so, the midnight game. The objective of this game is to survive the night. Doesn't sound like a game to me.
I mean, it's a game to me.
Would you like to know the reward?
Not die?
Yeah. Your life. Your life is the reward, which you already had before you decided to play this, quote, game. It's also known as Bicho Papayo. Something. Also, which it just means the deep voice man. Der Schwarze Man, which means men in black. Or man in black. Bonhomme Sept Hueres, which means 7 o'clock man. Or the Boogeyman. These are the other names.
I mean, 7 o'clock man is kind of weak. I mean,
in a lot of places, it's not dark by 7 o'clock, so it's dinner time. Excuse me.
It's lightly shaded outside. This is the best time to call someone out.
I guess.
Rita would agree with this.
So, okay, it's thought to be an old ritualistic punishment for those that disobeyed the gods. So, punishment, I absolutely believe. Game? No. No, sir. So it said that this man induces hallucinations of your greatest fear, or he actually unleashes your greatest fear.
Just put the leash on it. That's what we're getting at.
And then some accounts say that he actually does bodily harm. So you have to, in order to play this game, select a playing field. So it just has to have multiple rooms and at least one wooden door. Why? Because he probably wants to kick it in like the Kool-Aid Man.
Kool-Aid Man bust through walls?
Whatever.
It's kind of the whole
point. You
gotta
bust through a wall? Whatever. I don't care. Either way. Then you have to... Shut up.
Glad we know our culture there.
Shut up. He can kick open the door if he wants.
He doesn't.
I don't understand why it needs a wooden door, though. Why? That's it. That's all I got. Okay. You have to gather your supplies, which is a candle, a lighter or matches, a piece of paper, a pen or pencil, a sterilized pen to poke yourself with, a large supply of salt, a watch or a clock. Shortly before midnight, you have to write your full name on your piece of paper. Then you have to prick your finger with the pen until you draw blood. And then you have to allow the blood to drip onto the paper. This doesn't sound very, like, friendly. Then you have to turn off every light in your playing field. So once all of the lights are gone, take the paper with your name and blood on it to the wooden door. Close the door. Place a piece of paper in front of it, or sorry, place the piece of paper in front of it, and then put the candle on top of the paper and light the candle. Then you have to knock on the door 22 times, making sure the final knock occurs precisely at midnight. What?
I mean, I'd screw it up on the 22 knocks.
Who came up with this game? How many times do you have to practice knocking before you get it correctly?
Couple.
After the 22nd knock, open the door, blow out the candle, and then close the door again. Relight the candle immediately. This is too much for me already. It's too much. It's too much work to this game. There's no turning back now. You've invited the Midnight Man inside your playing field. Okay, so then you pick up your candle and make sure you have your salt and lighter or matches handy. You have to move around this playing field, being careful not to let the candle go out. You cannot stay in one place for too long. If you do, he'll find you. If you feel a sudden drop in temperature or hear soft whispers or notice a human-shaped figure lurking in the corner of your vision or if your candle goes out, look sharp. The Midnight Man is near.
I'm so positive about this. You've won.
You've done it. He's here to kill you. If any of the first three events occur, leave the area immediately. Hide if you can, but don't exit your playing field. If the fourth event occurs,
across the room.
So if your candle goes out, you must relight it within 10 seconds. If you fail to do so, create a circle of salt around yourself as quickly as possible and remain inside it until 3:33 a.m. I'm not playing this game. I'm not sitting in a circle of salt for hours.
Why? Just put it around your chair at your desk.
I get too fucking bored. Continue moving around your playing field or remain in your salt circle until 3:33 a.m. and avoid the Midnight Man at all costs. If you make it to 3:33 a.m., congratulations! You've survived the midnight game! You can stop moving. You can step outside your circle of salt, turn on the lights, and the Midnight Man has departed. The game is over!
Now you're going by his clock or your clock? So what happens if it's 3:33 to you, but 3:33... two to him.
I don't know. It just says your watch. It's okay. So you can have more than one player. But if more than one player is playing the game, they have to have their own paper and candle, and they have to use their own blood to mark their paper.
I'm using your blood.
You're going to get murdered. It says don't begin the game unless you intend to finish it. There's no way to end it once it's begun. Do not engage in any of the following activities. You cannot turn on any lights. You cannot use a flashlight. You cannot go to sleep. You cannot leave your playing field. You cannot use the blood of another person other than yourself to summon the Midnight Man. You cannot cheat. You cannot provoke the Midnight Man in any way. And if you do, the Midnight Man will automatically come to you, resulting in automatic failure. Do not fail. Most importantly, it says, do not assume you are completely safe after the conclusion of the game. The Midnight Man may be gone, but only for now. After all, you invited him in. He might choose to return.
It doesn't sound like you win at this game at all.
You don't. It's not a game.
Also, why can't I talk shit to him if I'm in a circle of salt?
I mean, you could talk... I mean, if you're going to live in a circle of salt for the rest of your life...
Sorry, I could have poured the salt around me. Just hang on.
Can you just put the salt in your shoes?
It has to be a full circle. If you break the circle, they can get in, as far as I know.
You just get a hula hoop, fill it with salt. Continuously hula hoop for the rest of your life.
That's fair, because then you can take a shower with it. Okay, so the next game is probably my favorite one. It's called The Game of 100 Ghost Stories, or Hyaku Monogatari Kaidenkai. It's Japanese. The objective is to tell 100 strange or frightening stories without losing your nerve. And you're supposed to get a glimpse into the unknown. So, it was believed to have been used by samurai as a test of courage during the Edo period, which was 1603 to 1867. And the earliest account is in 1660 among samurai. So you light 100 candles and you tell increasingly scary stories and you blow out one candle with each tale. And after the last candle goes out, something, quote, unusual is supposed to happen. So you assemble your storytellers and you can have any from 1 to 100. And it just has to be a total of 100 different stories. Then you select the space to play in, which is just a dark, quiet room. And then you gather your supplies, which is 100 candles, a lighter, or matches. Prepare the space by placing the candles at the center of the room. Close the curtains or blinds and make sure to turn off all the lights. There should be no light other than the candles when they're lit. Then you have to wait until it's completely dark outside. Sit in a circle around the candles and light each candle. And then you extinguish one candle after each story. The stories don't have to be true, but they have to be strange, bizarre, uncanny, mysterious, or frightening. That's the only stipulation. So then you start telling your stories. They can be ghost stories, they can be ancient folklore, they can be personal experiences, but each storyteller should play to their strengths and play to what frightens them the most. And then after each tale, extinguish a candle. So continue doing this until a total of 99 stories have been told. And then at this point, you can stop the game if you want. Which, at that point, why would you? You're already at 99.
Teasing.
So, if you choose to stop at this point, then you just extinguish the last candle and you leave the location. But if all players are absolutely certain that they want to continue, choose one player to tell the final story. And then brace yourselves before the final candle is blown out, because once it's extinguished, you might experience something you're not prepared for, is what it says. So this is the modern version of the game. The older version of the game dates back to the Edo period, and you should just make the following adjustments. Instead of preparing just one room, prepare three adjacent rooms in the shape of an L. All three rooms need to be dark. There needs to be a table and a mirror and the candles or lanterns made of blue paper in the third room. Then you gather the storytellers in the first room. After each story has finished their tale, you have to travel from the first room through the second room and to the third room. And there you have to extinguish one candle or lantern, and then you have to look at yourself in the mirror. Once these actions have been accomplished, the storyteller may return to the first room. Oh, that's creepy. I like that. Upon reaching step 6, the game may be completed as previously described. There's also a single-player version.
God, that would take forever.
No. It shortens the amount of stories. It's called Jumonogatari Kaiden Kai, or the Game of 10 Stories. And so your single-player version makes these adjustments. So the storyteller has to prepare 10 stories on their own. When the storyteller is ready to begin, they have to light 10 candles and begin telling their stories, extinguishing one candle at the conclusion of each tale. When the final candle has been extinguished, the storyteller will be granted an audience with a representative from the other side. This version need not be played in a dark room. It may also be played over the course of several days. And that is the tale of 100 ghost stories. I like that one the best.
That one's always fun. I mean, it's exciting because it'd be cool to have 100 stories like that.
Yeah.
Like to sit and play that all night.
We don't know that many people, so we'd never be able to play it.
No.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you very much for joining us on this podcast episode, and we hope to see you next week for Mariah's part 2 of our social issues episode, where she will be covering Marsha P. Johnson. Thank you. Bye. We'll be right back.